If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm Tom Batchelor with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated at the Hudson Institute now as well, and former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. There's a lot of talk in the Middle East. It includes the Hamas leadership, what is the left, transferring from Doha, Qatar, to Istanbul. There's talk of, in Beirut, of a ceasefire in some fashion between the IDF advancing into the Baqa and the remains of the leadership of Hezbollah, although they've got tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of missiles, and they're raining them down on Israel's northern frontier, 100, 200 a day. There's talk of a ceasefire. And that talk also extends to, there's talk out of Tehran. Let's talk about it, says the new president, Pezeshkian. What to make of the Iranians, Mary, when they say talk? Because the old cynic in me would say they mean rearm.
Yeah, I think that's the correct interpretation, John, based on their past behavior. I think the Israelis face two conflicting goals. The first is that their population will not accept living next door to terrorists anymore. And that is a bipartisan consensus among average Israelis. So that implies going in and exerting some sort of governance or control, not just over Gaza, but the West Bank, southern Lebanon. On the other hand, Israel had a very, dangerous and costly lesson in the 2006 Lebanon War, when they realized that they couldn't really occupy Lebanon. They couldn't root out the Iranian influence there wholesale. And it wasn't an experience that they necessarily want to repeat. So how do you secure Israel's borders without taking on the burden of fixing Lebanon? And I think it'll go back to U.S. leadership, which has been wholly absent for many years in that region. I think it requires incoming President Trump to once again reassert that Israel is our ally and Iran is our enemy, and we're going to allow Israel to do what it needs to do to secure its borders and its people. I have absolutely no doubt that that is what the president is signaling, not just with his statements, but with the people who he's putting in place. National Security Advisor incoming is very pro-Israel. The president has indicated that he's going to nominate Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, who is a very devout Christian and also a very strong supporter of Israel. All of these signs point toward a more muscular policy and a more clear identification of friends and enemies in the region. And that's important, because if you want to get the Arab nations on board with preventing Iran from sowing terror around the region, then we have to be clear about our goals and really what we have to be realistic about who the problem is. And the problem is Iran.
Xi Jinping in Peru to dedicate a wholly owned deep water port commanded by the Chinese Communist Party's cutout called Casco. And also in Lima to enjoy the offices of APEC with the president of Peru, Duarte, who is the former vice president. And Peru is no stable sovereign state. The elected president has been in jail for more than a year now, accused of shenanigans. bags of cash. The present president, Duarte, has been investigated for that very expensive watch you can see on her wrist that appeared sometime before or after her trip to Beijing. I also mentioned Xi Jinping has gone on to Rio for the G20 meeting. And there is a map I've seen, Mary, showing all of South America now shaded Chinese. This has happened on Mr. Biden's watch, purposefully, accidentally, that China's moved in and replaced the U.S. as the future?
Well, I think you have to look to the choices of the voters in those countries. I mean, when President Trump was in his first term, he had a Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil, who ideologically was very close to President Trump and trying to reform what can only be termed as a massive, government, administrative state of Brazil, which has kept the country poor, tried to liberalize things. And he got a little ways down the road, but this failed. And now that country's turning back toward China. But on the other hand, you have Javier Milei now in Argentina, who has really reinvigorated that economy and will be a close ally of President Trump. He's already been up to visit the incoming president. Almost a week after he was elected. The choices of voters are important just as much as U.S. leadership is. But, we can do things to improve U.S. standing. We can, have certain kinds of incentives or tax treatment to encourage U.S. investment in basic infrastructure and compete against Chinese companies in Central and South America. We don't do much of that. The U.S. State Department and the Commerce Department have huge legions of people all around the region, actually stationed in country, achieving very little because they're not given directions and mandates. And when they are, they can do things, good things. We showed that in the first Trump term when we decided to advocate for our friends, allies, and partners to get Huawei out of their telecommunications networks. We were very successful at that because we had a clear mission and we gave clear marching orders to those state and commercial bureaucracies. So it was done once, it can be done again, but it'll also take attention to the region that I think will be in short supply because, as I said earlier, President Trump has many more live conflicts to deal with now than when he took office in 2016. And my fear is that the attention will be on the Middle East and Asia to the neglect of Central and South America. I hope that doesn't happen. And I think the appointments to key positions in the various agencies of our government will be very important.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. She's at the Hudson Institute, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State with the Wall Street Journal editorial page in Hong Kong once upon a time.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.